From Omaha, Nebraska, I say good evening as the Dort College Defenders get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball this evening with the College of St. Mary Flames at the Lead Fitness Center on the campus of the College of St. Mary deep in the heart of Omaha, Nebraska. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest 3-5 overall, 0-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while the College of St. Mary Flames are 0-7 overall and 0-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds. On the playing surface, far below me, here at the Lead Fitness Center, I'm seated on the top row of the bleachers here at the Lead Fitness Center, a site that always conjures up memories of some epic regional volleyball contests from the early 2000s. A lot has changed since then. College of St. Mary Flames at that time playing in the Midlands Collegiate Athletic Conference, the MCAC. Well, they have made their way over the Great Plains Athletic Conference as a full member in women's athletics, an all-women's school. And so it is now a conference matchup between these two teams in college basketball. That 0-7 record, very surprising, especially when you consider the fact that they had a run of four straight berths at the NAIA National Tournament from 2012 to 2015. They are just a couple years removed from a pair of Sweet 16 berths at the NAI National Championship in Sioux City, but this year off to a rocky start. They are 0-7 so far this year. Let's take a look at the two teams here this evening. A 6 o'clock start time for women's basketball today. This will be the only broadcast game of our day. The Flames are 0-7 and 0-2. Their losses in GPAC play are to Hastings and Morningside. No embarrassment there. College of St. Mary averages 60.6 points per game. They allow 84.4 points per outing. The Flames are getting out rebounded 44.4 to 39.3. Tyler Sumter scores 14.8 points per game with 4.2 rebounds. Miranda Acuna adds 11.9 points per game with 3.4 rebounds. Lacey Knutson scores 6.4 points per game with 5.6 rebounds. And Alyssa Lodato hands out 7.3 assists per game. Dort College is 3-5 this year. Their losses in conference play are to Dakota Wesleyan and Briar Cliff. The Defenders are led by Rachel Eva Volds, 15.3 points per game. She hauls down 6.8 rebounds per outing while converting nearly 50% of her field goal attempts. Annie Rinesmith adds 14.5 points per game with 4.3 rebounds, and she hands out over 4 assists per contest. She's making 41% of her three-point shots. Erica Feenster has a 10.8 points per game average to go with 5.8 rebounds. Peyton Harmson knocks down 7.8 points per contest. Sienna Stamnes scores 6 points per game, and she has 5 rebounds per outing. Dort College scores 70.6 points per game and allows 77.4 points per contest. Dort College has out-rebounded teams 40.8 to 37.3. They're converting 38.2% of their field goals. Quite honestly, for Dort College, much of their woes on Saturday came down to, as Coach Kyle Lindbergh said, communication and shooting from the field. They're getting good shots, just aren't knocking those shots down. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's contest, your likely starting lineups. We will begin with the host, the College of St. Mary Flames. They will start number 2, Alyssa Lodato, a 5-foot sophomore from Palm Bay, Florida, averaging 4.3 points per game. Ashley Nelson is a 5'9 junior from La Vista, Nebraska, averaging 4 points per contest. Miranda Acuna is a 5'6 senior from San Antonio, Texas, averaging 11.9 points per game. Number 23 is Lacey Knutson, a 5'9 senior from Fair Play, Colorado, averaging 6.4 points per game. And number 25 is Kiona Kadori, a 5'7 junior from Mines, Florida, averaging 4.7 points per outing. College of St. Mary Flames are coached by Jesse Flanagan in his third season here with the Omaha, Nebraska school. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 2, Erica Feenstra, 6-foot freshman from Hull, averaging 10.8 points per game. Bailey Tetzlaff wears number 11. She's a 5'10 freshman from Brookings, South Dakota, averaging 4.8 points per outing. Peyton Harmson is a 5'8 sophomore from Rock Rapids, averaging 7.8 points per contest. Annie Rinesmith wears number 25. She's a 5'8 sophomore from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 14.5 points per game. And Rachel Evavold is a 6'1 sophomore from Bloomington, Minnesota, averaging 15.3 points per game. Dort College's bench players will consist of Kenzie Pausma, 5'8 junior from Sheldon, averaging 4.4 points per game. Sienna Stamnus, a 5'10 freshman from Rochester, Minnesota, averaging 6 points per game. Abby Pruitt, a 5'9 sophomore from Urbandale, Iowa, averaging 5.5 points per contest. And Faith Anderson has been inserted into the rotation. She's a 6-foot freshman from Sherrard, Illinois, and she is averaging 6 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5.com. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more from Omaha right after this. Thanks for making this a part of your Tuesday evening. An odd Tuesday evening Great Plains Athletic Conference contest. This happens every year before the Thanksgiving holiday. Teams get the jump start on the week. Some will break and not play until next Monday, or I should say next week. Others, like Dort College, will be taking part in classics. This year, Dort College hosting a pair of classics, a women's and a men's basketball classic that is happening this Friday and Saturday at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Full schedule for that event can be found on our website at www.dort.edu/athletics. Some of the other games going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this evening, and it is a relatively full evening of basketball. Looks like this. Northwestern is at Hastings. Briarcliff visits Dakota State. That's a men's game only, and that is a non-conference contest. Morningside is at Doan. Mount Marty's at Concordia. And Dakota Wesleyan is at Midland. Women's basketball standings, very early in the year. Concordia, Hastings, Morningside, Briarcliff all 2-0. Northwestern 1-0. Dakota Wesleyan is 1-1. Midland is 0-1. Mount Marty, Dort, Doan, and the College of St. Mary all 0-2 this season. Concordia is number 3 in the country. Dakota Wesleyan number 8. Morningside number 10. Northwestern number 17. Hastings is number 20. As usual, several Great Plains Athletic Conference teams in the top 20 in the NAIA. Opening tap is up, controlled by College of St. Mary Flames. With the basketball is Ashley Nelson. Nelson with the basketball gives it off to Lodato. Lodato will run point for the College of St. Mary Flames. Pass goes left side over to Cador. Cador with it gives it up over to Nelson. Nelson on the left wing, 12 to shoot for the College of St. Mary Flames. Now 10 remaining. Three-pointer on the way is up and down. A three-point basket converted by Miranda Acuna. And the College of St. Mary Flames lead 3-0. 3-0, our score just underway. First possession for Dort College. Pass goes underneath. Bailey Tetzlaff with the two-point basket as she got the feet underneath. Spun to the hoop, and she got fouled on the play. So count the basket, and she'll go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. Dort College, an opportunity to tie it here in the early going with Bailey Tetzlaff, the 5'10 freshman from Brookings, South Dakota, misses on the free throw attempt, and the Dort College defenders have the are on defense now. Cleared by Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Erica Feenstra brings it up the other way. Pass goes right side. Harmson feeds it underneath Evavold. Evavold spins to the basket, loses the handle on it, picks it back up, back outside Harmson. Harmson three on the way, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. And Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith has it stripped. Here come the Flames. With it on the right side is Kiona Cadora. Cadora spins it up with the right hand and gets it to go. Cadora with the two-point basket. Flames lead at 5-2. Pass goes right side over to Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff with it. Tetzlaff comes back over to Harmson. Harmson gives it up to Rinesmith. Rinesmith back over to Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff with the basketball. Tetzlaff with it on the right wing. Feeds it underneath Evavold. They collapse on her. And Evavold. Evavold could have a big game here. Doesn't look like the Flames have a real post presence. That will be a concern for the College of St. Mary. They answer, though, by running the floor, and Miranda Acuna with her second field goal. This time it's a two-point basket. She's got five, and the Flames lead at 7-4. With the basketball, feeding it off is Eva Volt. Eva Volt to Harmson, misses the shot underneath, but there for the offensive rebound and the putback is Bailey Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff makes it 7-6. 7-6, our score. Quickly up the floor with it is Lodato. Lodato with it on the right wing, guarded there by Harmson. They switch on the perimeter on the screen. Shovel it back over to Lodato. Lodato with the basketball. Lodato hands it back to Acuna. Acuna feeds it outside. Three on the way, no good. And the rebound taken away by Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff a magnet for the basketball right now. Tetzlaff stops in the lane. Her shot no good. Goes up for the rebound. It's tapped out, controlled by the Flames. Coming back the other way with it is Lodato. Lodato feeds it ahead. Flames with it and a turnover by the Flames. It'll be Dort College basketball with 7:26 remaining in the first quarter. Dort College trailing the College of St. Mary Flames 7-6. Dort College going to the bench. Checking into the contest will be Bausma. Checking out is Erica Feenstra. This College of St. Mary Flame and the College of St. Mary starting lineup. No starter over 5'9". They've got a pair of 5'9 players. And you go 5'7", 5'6", and 5'. Dort College will have to match that with some speed. And they put Bausma in place of Feenstra right now. Expect Feenstra to probably rotate with Evavold a little bit to get her some playing time. With it on the right side, Dort College turned it over. Back with it is Acuna. Swing pass left side, Dort College in man-for-man defense. Pass comes out front to Acuna, feeds it underneath. Trying to fake is Kareen Millett, and Kareen Millett with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defense, so far, struggling to match up with the College of St. Mary Flames. Out front with the basketball is Harmson. Harmson puts it on the floor with the left hand. Tries to dump it off to Evavold. Right idea. Ball deflected. Rinesmith picks it up. 15 to shoot for Dort College. Rinesmith with the three-pointer from the left wing. Good. Annie Rinesmith with the three-point basket. We're tied 9-9. 6:33 remaining here in the first quarter. With the basketball, College of St. Mary Flames. Flames have it. Acuna. Acuna comes back out front to Curran. Curran feeds it to the post player Millett. Kick out pass. Three. Missed it. No good. That was short. Rebound cleared by Evavold. Evavold to Rinesmith. Rinesmith being hounded by Lodato. Her long pass into the front court intended for Harmson is taken away by Acuna. Acuna with the right hand lays it up. Good. Miranda Acuna with 7 first half points. And the Flames off to the race as they lead it 11-9 so far. Tetzlaff on the right wing, feeding it down low for Evavold. Evavold spins with the left hand, kick out pass. Harmson, Harmson three, too strong from the left corner. And the rebound is cleared by Acuna. And we have a foul called in the backcourt on Kenzie Bausma. Bausma, the 5'8 junior from Sheldon, Iowa, whistled for the personal foul in the backcourt. Three new players checking in for Dort College. Pruitt, Stamness, and Anderson checking out of the contest. Tetzlaff, Evavold, and Harmson. Pace of play favoring College of St. Mary so far here this evening as they have been running up and getting the pace up and down the floor quickly with the basketball. Pass goes right side. Kador. Kador feeds it off to Davis. Left side, Flames have the basketball, Nelson. Nelson with it on the wing, feed it underneath, shot blocked partially, rebound taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball, doesn't have the number, she's got her on the right side, pulls up on the wing, feeds it over left side, over to Anderson. Anderson to Stamness, deep left corner. Stamness to Rinesmith, ball fake. Fakes with the left hand, lays it up, too strong with the left hand. Rebound cleared by the College of St. Mary, and now we have a foul called in the backcourt, hoping that goes on Anderson. It is not going to go on Anderson. I believe they're going to give that instead to Rinesmith. Annie whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on her. Feenstra checks into the game. Rinesmith will check out. So now you've got the second unit on the floor for Dort College, showing pressure defense, 1-2-1-1 zone press. Flames break it. Kador passes over to Lodato. Lodato back over to Kador. Kador with it on the right wing. She wants to dribble with the left hand back to the middle of the floor. She feeds it off on the right-hand side to Nelson. Nelson looking down low, intended for the College of St. Mary Flames, number 22. That's someone I didn't anticipate seeing. That's Asana King. We'll make that notation. If she's playing this early, we'll probably see more of her before the evening is over. Bausma muscles it out with the right hand. Can't get it to go, but she is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two as she was fouled in the act of shooting with 4:34 remaining here in the first quarter. Going to the free throw line will be Kenzie Bausma. Bausma to shoot two, trying to tie it. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. They're located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. And by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Both free throws made by Dort College's Kenzie Bausma. She's on the board for the first time. And the Dort College defenders force a turnover on the ensuing play with the pressure defense. The Flames throw it away. Stamness will throw it in deep in the corner in front, at the end of the College of St. Mary Flames bench. Pruitt with a basketball on the right wing. Pruitt on the left side. Spins it outside for Bausma, over to Anderson. Anderson feeds it to Stamness. Stamness in the corner trying to get it down low to Pruitt as she flashed the lane. It's taken away by the Flames. Flames up and running with a left hand too strong, no good. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds after the missed shot by Amy Talayu. Dort College will get the basketball back. We're deadlocked at 11-11. 4:07 remaining, first quarter. Dort College basketball, Anderson. Anderson, the player from Illinois we talked about on Saturday. Played in the JV contest a week ago. Looked pretty good in that contest. Good enough to earn a spot in the varsity rotation. Coming off a knee injury. Pass goes into the corner to Feenstra. Feenstra buries the three. Erica Feenstra makes it a 14-11 contest. Dort College up by three. Flames have it in the backcourt. Dort College chasing. Unable to get a turnover out of it. Acuna with it. And we've got a travel called against the College of St. Mary Flames. The irony here is that the College of St. Mary Flames early in the contest looked like they would be much more comfortable running up and down the floor in a fast-paced game. Dort College showing some pressure defense, though, and that has forced a couple of College of St. Mary Flame turnovers. Dort College basketball on the right side with it is Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff feeds it up front, Stamness, left wing to Feenstra. Feenstra, free throw line, back to Tetzlaff, splits the defense in the lane, off of the glass, too strong, no good. Fight for the rebound, and who's the foul going to go on? They're going to call that on Erica Feenstra, an offensive rebound. And the Dort College defenders. Dort College leading 14-11 after that foul called on Feenstra. That is Dort's third foul of the quarter. Flame basketball quickly up the floor. Davis. Davis with a left hand. Her layup is good. Two-point basket for Davis. Dort College comes back quickly the other way. Pruitt passes right side over to Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up to Tetzlaff. Tried to feed it off. Gets deflected right back to her. Stamness with it. 15 to shoot. Stamness off-balance shot. Gets it to go. Right hand, left side. And Sienna Stamness is fouled on the play. And Sienna will go to the free throw line to shoot a free throw and a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College leading 16-13 with 2:53 remaining in the first quarter. Rinesmith and Evavold are back into the game for the defenders. Pruitt and Anderson check out. Also checking in is Ashley Nelson for the Flames. Today's broadcast made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle. You'll appreciate their quality service. Stamness misses the free throw, so the lead remains at 3, 16-13, 2:43 remaining here in the first half, in the first quarter. Flame basketball, Davis. Davis out front. Davis gives it up to Knutson. Knutson right side to Marival. Marival back to Nelson. Six to shoot. And we've got a foul on the play. And that's going to go on Feenstra. And I believe that's number two on Erica Feenstra. She picked one up on the other end on an offensive rebound. That, quite honestly, didn't look like was probably warranted. This time she gets called on the foul, and she'll be done for a little while. Two fouls on Feenstra, 2:25 remaining in the first quarter. Flame basketball, Maryville. Maryville gives it up to Davis. Davis into the corner, three-pointer, up no good. Rebound long, taken away by Bausma on the elbow of the lane. She gets it back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith pushing the tempo, drives into the lane, thought she had a shooter in the corner. Stamness had broken to the lane, though, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Flame basketball. College of St. Mary with the basketball. They throw it towards midcourt. Coming up with the basketball is Acuna. Acuna drops it off. Shot no good. Too strong from the left-hand side. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Here come the defenders. Stamness with it on the right side. Hesitates. Drives in. Kick up Bausma. Bausma, Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff, three. Good. Bailey Tetzlaff with 7 first-half points. And the Dort College defenders lead 19-13. Timeout on the floor. Charged to the College of St. Mary Flames with 1:43 remaining in the first quarter. Dort College with a 6-point lead, 19-13. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. College of St. Mary Flames electing to burn one of their full-length timeouts here. Dort College leading 19-13, 1:43 remaining in the first quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by CNA Spider Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Flame basketball. Stamness comes away with a steal. Here comes Tetzlaff. Lobs it ahead for Bausma. Off the glass, no good. Rebound cleared by the Flames. They lost it, though. Picked up by Stamness. Rinesmith, Bausma, Bausma jumper, no good. Rebound cleared by the Flames. Here comes the College of St. Mary. Rinesmith bats it away. Bausma left side. Rinesmith, three, in and out, no good. Rattled it long. Rebound, though, cleared by Stamness. Stamness, Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff tries to throw it over the top instead of a bounce pass. It's tipped and controlled by the Flames. College of St. Mary for the basketball. We had about 4 or 5 turnovers combined in that last sequence. Dort College unable to get a score, though. Shot no good from the perimeter. Rebound cleared by the Dort College defenders, and they will walk it into the front court. 49 seconds remaining in the first quarter. 23 seconds on the shot clock right now. Zone defense applied by the Flames. Goes to the free throw line, Evavold. Right side, Stamness. Stamness, 15 to shoot. Back to the elbow, Evavold. She kicks it back over to Bausma. Bausma, right side. They get it back over to Stamness. Stamness, three, no good. 30 seconds remaining in the first half. And the Flames can hold for the final shot if they want. They don't have any thoughts of holding it up, though. They drive into the lane, and a wild pass is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Pardon me, by the College of St. Mary Flames. It'll be Dort College basketball. And that will get College of St. Mary Flames, Jesse Flanagan, the head coach, up off the bench. He wanted his team to hold for one shot. Instead, they attacked and threw it out of bounds. Dort College basketball, right side it goes, 10 seconds to shoot. Now 8, that's left in the quarter. Into the corner, Stamness, 4 seconds. Back over to Harmson. Harmson, 3, too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by the Flames, and that's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Dort College 19. College of St. Mary Flames, 13. Dort College scores the final 5 points of the quarter to go from up 14-13 to up 19-13, and that's where we stand right now. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the second quarter of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, the Dort College defenders leading the College of St. Mary Flames 19-13. As the second quarter begins, Peyton Harmson passes it off to Sienna Stamness. Cross-court pass, Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff for the basketball. Tetzlaff back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Evavold. Evavold, hook shot in the lane. Can't get it to go. Rims it. Rebound cleared by Dort College, and Harmson is held on the rebound. That foul is going to go against Kiona Kadora. And that's foul number 2 on her. She's the first player in foul trouble for the Flames. Three-pointer by Harmson, no good. Looked good out of the hand, but just a little offline. Coming back the other way, layup by Lodato. Lodato, two-point bucket is good, and it's 19-15. Lodato comes away with a steal. Lodato with it. Dort College matching up man for man right now, it appears. On the left-hand side is Nelson. Nelson gives it up to Millett. Dort College leading 19-15. Left side pass to Millett. Millett out front. Kador. Kador in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Flames. Flames feeding Dort College to the basketball right now. Flames will set the offense. Acuna feeds it underneath. Easy bucket that time. Kador was able to seal her defensive player. And the Dort College defenders lead at 19-17. Four unanswered by the Flames. Right side of the basketball. Comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Stamness. Stamness on the wing. Cross-court pass, dangerous pass, and it's picked off. And Harmson is going to be charged with a personal foul. Peyton Harmson whistled for the personal, her first. And that is team foul number one on the Dort College defenders in this quarter. Well, got a tap on the shoulder in between quarters. Dort College students making the trip down to Omaha. Said, what brings you here? And the flight back home for the Thanksgiving break. So they're taking in a little basketball before the flight heads out at 9 o'clock. Kareem Millett with a two-point basket has Dort College unable to get anything out of the pressure defense that time. And for the first time since it was 11-11, we're tied at 19-19. Underneath it goes to Bausma. Bausma muscles it up and down. Kenzie Bausma with 4 points. It's 21-19, Dort College with a two-point advantage. And now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Flames basketball. It'll be Flames basketball on the held ball. And the Flames throw it in across midcourt. They come up with it, driving in over the right hand, flipping it up is Acuna. Acuna with 9 points, and she ties it at 21-21, 7:55 remaining. Right hand pass over to Anderson. That's left to go in the first half. Anderson with it on the wing, comes back out front to Pruitt. Zone defense applied by the Flames. Dort College has not been able to attack it well so far. Now they get it underneath Evavold. Evavold offensive rebound in the putback. Rachel Evavold makes it 23-21. Dort College in front by two. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. This will be a Dort College timeout with 7:39 left to go in the half. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
MediShare presents Celebrate Christmas with Natalie Grant and Danny Gokey.
As long as you love me so.
Five-time female vocalist of the year, Natalie Grant. Side by side with Dove Award winner Danny Gokey, Thursday, November 30th, 7 p.m. at the Dort College BJ Hahn Auditorium in Sioux Center. Presented by Medishare and KDCR 88.5. Sponsored by Compassion International. More info at CelebrateChristmasTour.com.
Tickets can be purchased at the Dort College Bookstore or online at Ticketfly.com.
.735 remaining in the first half. Baseline jumper from 10 feet for Millett. She's got six. And we're deadlocked at 23 apiece. 7:25 remaining, first half. Cross-court pass over to Anderson. Feeds it underneath Evavold. They shred the zone defense that time. They get a great shot, and Evavold unable to knock it down. Quickly back the other way, driving in with the right hand. The layup is good for Millett. Millett with 8 points, and the Flames lead 25-23. It's their first lead since it was 11-9. Anderson passes it back over to Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff that was Pruitt who tried the cross-court pass for Bausman. It's taken away by the Flames, and the Flames in transition. Acuna. Acuna with 11 points. And the Dort College defenders trail at 27-23. Three-pointer quickly shot by Anderson. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. It's down on the floor. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Kenzie Bausma comes up off of the floor and says, we need to huddle up. Gets her team surrounding her. Dort College a couple different times fooled into thinking that that cross-court pass is there. That is fool's gold, my friend, as that 2-3 zone, too much air under it, and they're quick enough on the perimeter to pick it off. It's twice now. Let's see if Dort College able to correct that. Pass goes over to Feenstra. Feenstra right side, Ryan Smith. This after the jump ball was called. Feenstra jumper from the perimeter. Good. Erica Feenstra, her second three. Nice to see her shooting the ball well. And back we go the other way. Flame basketball. A Lodato out front. Lodato on the wing. Lodato gives it up to Knudsen. Spin move with a left hand. Might have been a travel. No call made. Rebound taken away by Anderson. Outlets over to Ryan Smith. Here comes Dort College. Bounce pass Bausma. Bausma hangs in the air, gets it to go. Kenzie Bausma with a two-point basket. Five unanswered by the defenders. Bausma with six. Dort College leads 28-27. Back we go the other way as the momentum swings towards Dort College's favor. Flame basketball down to the baseline. Ten-footer, left side shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Flames basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by the VidEngland Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Also made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. We approach the midpoint of the second quarter. 5:35 left to go in the first half, and a hold called on Faith Anderson. Anderson whistled for the personal. Six-foot freshman from Sherrard, Illinois, earns her first foul. That's foul number two on the defenders in this quarter. Free throws on the way for Acuna. She was fouled in the act of shooting. She is an 89% free throw shooter, 25 of 28 now from the charity line this season. A second free throw on the way for Acuna. She's from San Antonio, Texas. She is a senior, and she gives the College of St. Mary Flames a 29-28 advantage with 5:35 remaining. 13 first-half points for Acuna, 8 for Millett. For Dort College, they're led by Tetzlaff with 7, Feenstra with 6, and Bausma with 6. Left side pass, it comes. And fired underneath, Rinesmith intended for Pruitt. It's tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It will be Flame basketball. The Flames inbounding against the pressure defense by the defenders. The 1-2-2 zone press applied by Dort College. Lodato with it in the corner. Pruitt is going to be called for a foul up the sideline. Abby Pruitt whistled for the personal and for the 5'9 sophomore from Urbandale, Iowa. That is her first foul. Team foul number three on the defenders in this quarter. In the backcourt with it is Lodato. Lodato up the floor. She passes it to Curran. Curran's pass gets into the hands of Millett. Her shot blocked, but Flames maintain possession of it. College of St. Mary really spreading the floor, trying to take advantage of their quickness and their lack of size. Flames have it. Right side, Lodato. Lodato wants a ball screen. Down to the baseline, four to shoot. Gets it up on the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Harmson. Harmson gives it ahead to Rinesmith. Rinesmith over to Pruitt. Pruitt with it on the left wing. Pruitt with the basketball. Comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Feenstra. Feenstra. Back it goes, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, right-handed shot, good. Annie Rinesmith with 5 points. And the defenders lead 30-29. Foul called in the backcourt on the defenders. And that's going to go on Feenstra, and that's number three on Erica. So the six-footer from Hall is going to be forced to the bench with foul trouble here in the first half with 4:29 remaining. On the floor for the defenders, you have Stamness, a freshman, Rinesmith, a sophomore, Tetzlaff, a freshman, Harmson, a sophomore, and Anderson, a freshman. Youthful group. It is a youthful team to begin with. There are times they will go extremely young. Pass deflected, picked off by Anderson. Anderson over the basketball. Anderson running the floor. She passes right side over to Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff gives it up. Harmson, Harmson into the corner. Rinesmith, Rinesmith drives in. Kick out pass, extra pass out front. Harmson, three ball, in and out, no good. Rebound deflected out. Picked up by Dort College, Rinesmith. Back over to Tetzlaff, deep right corner. 3:58 remaining first half. Comes back over to Harmson. Harmson, left side it goes. Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith gives it up Anderson. Anderson back over to Rhinesmith on the left wing. Step back three off the dribble. Missed it. Too strong. No good. Rebound cleared by the Flames and Acuna. Acuna up the floor. Acuna with a left hand driving in. She is met by Rhinesmith, and it's going to be a block called on Rhinesmith. So Annie picks up the personal. That's foul number two on Annie Rhinesmith with 3:39 remaining. First half of basketball, Dort College 30, College of St. Mary Flames 29. Miranda Acuna will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. First one hangs on the rim and drops through, ties it at 30. Anderson checks out of the ball game. Checking in is Eva Bold. Pruitt is back in. Rhinesmith is out. Another free throw on the way for Acuna. This one's up and good. So Acuna makes her second free throw on that trip. And the Dort College defenders trail 31-30, 3:33 and counting. Harmson passes over to Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff gives it up Harmson. Harmson to Stamnis. Stamnis for the basketball. Stamnis gives it up. This is Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff, Pruitt. Pruitt into the corner. Stamnis. Stamnis, the corner three. Missed it. No good. Rattles it. Rebound cleared by the Flames. Ashley Nelson up the floor. Ashley Nelson driving in. Wild shot. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Defenders have the basketball. Left side pass. It goes. Tetzlaff comes back out front. Stamnis. Stamnis with it. Stamnis feeds it over to Pruitt. Pruitt. Back to Stamnis, right corner Pruitt. Pruitt down to the baseline, feeds it off to Evavold. Evavold's shot won't go down, but she is fouled on the play. And Rachel Evavold will go to the free throw line to shoot two with 2:48 remaining in this first half of basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joe's TV and Appliance. Service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Ryan Grunewake is a broker. Also made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Eva Bold makes one of two. She missed the first, made the second. We're tied at 31 all. Nearly a steal by the defenders. Now a turnover picked off by Evavold off the deflection. Here comes Dort College. Evavold right side over to Pruitt. Pruitt with it on the wing. Pruitt comes back over to Stamnis. Stamnis left side Harmson. Harmson Evavold seals her player. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Golden opportunity for the defenders. Unable to knock the short shot down. Coming up with the basketball, the Flames. College of St. Mary has the basketball. Backing it out is Lodato. Lodato on the right wing. Lodato passes it to Acuna. Acuna down to the baseline, Cador. Cador, shot no good. Rebound deflected, picked off by Tetzlaff. 2 minute warning. 2 minutes left to go in the first half. Dort College basketball. Stamnis. Stamnis with it. Gives it back over to Pruitt. Pruitt to Stamnis. Stamnis. To Harmson, round the horn, back over to Stamnis, three, got it. Sienna Stamnis, five first half points, Dort College 34, College of St. Mary Flames 31, 1:33 and counting, first half. Flame basketball, Lodato, she's guarded there by Tetzlaff. Driving with the right hand is Acuna. Acuna, right-handed layup, good as she floats it up off of the glass, and we've got a timeout on the floor, charged to the Flames. 34-33, Dort College by a point. 1:21 remaining here in the first half. Dort College leading by a point. Their basketball when we're back after this. 34-33, Dort College leading the College of St. Mary Flames in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. It's Dort College basketball as we resume play. Tetzlaff passes left side over to Harmson. Harmson gives it up. Right side it comes back over to Tetzlaff to Pruitt. Pruitt to Harmson. Harmson shakes right, goes left. 15 to shoot now for the defenders. Into the corner, Tetzlaff. The cutter, Pruitt. Pruitt underneath, lost it on the way up. It's deflected out, last touched by the Flames. It'll be Dort College basketball. 11 on the shot clock, 103 on the game clock. Throwing the ball in will be Stamnis. Stamnes looking, gets it into Evavold. Evavold back into the corner. Stamnes now Pruitt. Pruitt loads up. Her three on the way, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Now foul called on the play against Peyton Harmson on the offensive rebound. That will result in free throws at the other end for the College of St. Mary Flames as Dort College is over the five-foul limit. 55.2 seconds remaining. Dort College, 34. The College of St. Mary Flames, 33. Opportunity here for the Flames to tie it or take the lead with two free throws. First one is on the way and good for Asana King. King with another free throw on the way. Dort College now has a few players with two fouls. Second free throw on the way, trying to unlock the tie. Missed it short, no good, and we are tied at 34 all. 34-34. Dort College basketball, Tetzlaff into the corner, Pruitt. Pruitt back over to Tetzlaff. Ball deflected. No, it was not. It's thrown into the backcourt. Dort College has to chase it. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Flames. College of St. Mary has it back, tied up 34-34. Out front with the basketball is Kador. Kador to Acuna. Acuna to Nelson. Nelson with it on the right side. 13-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Left-handed layup, no good. Shot clock is off, 29 seconds remaining. Here comes Dort College and Rinesmith. Rinesmith, wild shot, no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Tetzlaff. She is fouled. And Bailey Tetzlaff will go back to the free throw line for a chance at another three-point play opportunity. She had one earlier and she missed the free throw with 21.2 seconds remaining. Here in this half, she can give Dort College a three-point lead. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Tetzlaff makes the free throw. She's got 10 first-half points. Dort College leads 37-34. Flame basketball in the backcourt. Nearly turnover. And now we have a timeout on the floor. Charge to College of St. Mary Flames to preserve the possession of 12.9 seconds remaining here in this half. So they call the timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warrior. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1901 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon. And those are the numbers to call to be proactive. Also made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Dort College women will be playing a pair of games this weekend at the Dort College Classic. They'll start play at 2 o'clock Friday afternoon. They'll be facing William Penn. Flames will be inbounding. They've got 2 seconds to get the ball across the timeline. They're throwing it in from about the free throw line, extended. They throw it into the backcourt. Flames get it across the timeline. That's Acuna. 8 seconds left. Now 7. Acuna out front looking down low. Acuna working in against Tetzlaff. Her wild shot off the glass, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra, and they had Feenstra on the floor with 3 fouls. That's a risky move. Dort College rolling the dice, and it pays off as Feenstra corrals the rebound, and the defenders lead it 37-34 as we go to the locker room. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of the first half of action in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Center 88.5. The Dort College defenders leading the College of St. Mary Flames at halftime 37-34. Dort College and the Flames tied at 9, 11, 19, 21, and 23. Dort College had a brief 6-point lead. That came at the end of the first quarter. The Flames came back to tie it at 19, right at 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. They tied it at 19, 21, and 23. It was tied again at 31 on a made free throw by the defenders with 2:35 left in the half. And from there, Dort College outscores the Flames 6-3 to take a three-point lead at the intermission, 37-34. Dort College led unofficially by Bailey Tetzlaff with 10 points, while Miranda Acuna has 17 to lead all players. She has 17 for the College of St. Mary Flames. 37-34, our score. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a rundown of all the numbers from the first half of play in a moment. We are at halftime of this Tuesday evening contest. The Dort College defenders leading the College of St. Mary Flames 37-34. Dort College 14 of 36 shooting for 39%, 5 of 16 from the three-point line, 31.3%. Just 4 of 7 from the free throw line for 57%. For the Flames, 14 of 30 from the floor, 46.7%. 1 for 5 on threes. They hit a three-pointer to open the game and haven't hit another one since. 5 of 6 on free throws for 83%. Dort College with a 23-15 rebounding edge. 12-11, Dort College with one more turnover than the Flames. 3 steals by Dort College, 8 steals by the College of St. Mary Flames. Bailey Tetzlaff leads Dort College with 10 points and 6 rebounds. She has been able to stay out of foul trouble. She has been rewarded with 15 minutes of playing time in the first half. 6 points each for Kenzie Bausma and Erica Feenstra. 5 for Annie Rinesmith and Rachel Evavold. 2 for Kenzie Bausma. I beg your pardon, 6 for Kenzie Bausma and 5 for Sienna Stamnes. Rebounds, Tetzlaff has a team-high 6. Feenstra has 4. For the Flames, 17 for Miranda Acuna, 6 of 9 from the floor. 8 points for Corinne Millett. 4 for Kiana Cador. 2 for Alyssa Lodato. 2 for Alea Davis. And 1 for Asana King. 3 rebounds each for Acuna, Knutson, and Cador. Also 3 for Corinne Millett. 37-34, Dort College up by 3 at halftime. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, the Dort College Defenders. Halftime with the College of St. Mary Flames in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball here this evening. Last year, I remember coming down here on a cold and frigid Saturday afternoon. Tonight, pretty cold and frigid as well. Not quite as bad, though. Temps about in the 30s here in Omaha when I walked in the Lead Fitness Center. Going to be a little colder, though, as I head north. Looks like a decent weekend, though, as Dort College hosts 8 basketball games at the DeWitt Gymnasium, beginning with play at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. It'll be Dort College versus William Penn, followed by Northwestern. I beg your pardon, Briarcliff, playing Valley City State. And I want to make sure that I get this schedule correct, because it is not your typical classic schedule. We're a little bit all over the place on some of these times, and some of that is to accommodate the travel for the opposing teams, trying to get them out at a reasonable time on Saturday. On Friday, 2 o'clock, it's Dort versus William Penn in women, followed by Briarcliff versus Valley City State, also in women's play. 6 o'clock Friday evening, Northwestern will play Trinity, and at 8 o'clock, Dort College faces Fisk. That will be the last game of the day on Friday. Saturday, we get rolling at noon. Dort College versus Valley City State in women's play, followed by the Dort College versus Trinity Christian men at 2 o'clock, trying to get the Trolls on the road back to Chicago at a reasonable time. Northwestern will play Fisk at 4 o'clock, and Briarcliff battles William Penn in the last game of the day at 6 o'clock Saturday evening. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. One more break. Second half of basketball in a moment. Second half begins. Dort College forces a turnover, and the defenders have the basketball. Walking it into the front court will be Ryan Smith. Remember, Feenstra on the floor playing with three personal fouls. We'll see how long she goes in this rotation. Ryan Smith, kick out pass, three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by College of St. Mary Flames, and we have a push called on the rebound. That's going to go on Rachel Evable. That's one she'd like to have back. Kiona Cador had inside position that time. Ryan Smith gets called, Evavold gets called for the push. For Rachel, that is her first personal foul. So she is not in foul trouble. But Door College, a few other players that need to be just a bit cautious. Door College, in all reality, four players in their rotation off the bench. They'll play nine, possibly ten if it gets to that point, but the regular rotation right now consisting of nine players. Flames with the basketball. Driving in with the left hand and putting it up, and just like that, Eva Vold has earned her second personal foul as Acuna took it hard to the hoop. And Acuna will go to the free throw line as Rachel Eva Vold becomes the fourth player for Door College to have at least two fouls. Feenstra is the only one with three at this point. First free throw by Acuna, who is 4 for 4. She makes it. She's now 5 for 5. Another free throw on the way for Acuna with 9:04 remaining in the third period. Free throw is up. Free throw is good, so Acuna makes them both. Cuts into the lead. College of St. Mary has the first 2 points of the second half. Tetzlaff on the right side. She has a game high or a team high 10 points so far. Acuna now with 19 for the ball game. North College finds a way to corral her. That will go a long ways in getting them a little bit of separation with the Flames. Ryan Smith on the left side tries to thread the needle to Harmson. It's taken away by the Flames. Lodato with it. Lodato, no-look pass underneath. Unable to finish it, though, is Knutson. Knutson, Lodato. Lodato, Acuna. Acuna, three-pointer. Knuckleballs it up there. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Flames. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball, length of the floor in front of them, 8:26 remaining here in the third period. Bringing the basketball up is Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith throws it to Harmson. Harmson goes out to meet it in front of the Dort College bench. Right side, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith on the wing. Ryan Smith on the elbow. She feeds it left side, Tetzlaff, and Tetzlaff turns it over. Tetzlaff didn't put her on the deck quickly enough from the left wing. She gets called for steps. And the Flames now have the basketball with 8:09 remaining. Flame basketball, 8:09 left to play in the third period. College of St. Mary has the basketball. Lodato, right side. She feeds it off. This is Cador trying to force her way to the hoop, and we've got a foul called on Harmson. Peyton whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 3 on her. Dort College will be forced to go to the bench. Kenzie Bausma will check in. She played significant minutes in the first half of play. Two free throws on the way for Cador. Cador, a 39% free throw shooter, 5'7 junior. Free throw is up. Free throw is no good. She's got another one on the way. Stamness will also check into the ball game. Feenstra will check out. So Feenstra and Harmson both check out with three personal fouls on their side of the ledger. We'll see how long they sit. Second free throw by Cador is good, and we're deadlocked at 37 all. 37-37 our score, 7:47 remaining. Pass goes down low to Evavold. Evavold tries to put it up, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Flames. It'll be North College basketball. Rachel has gotten some good looks underneath the basket. Just hasn't been able to finish them off as she typically does. She makes about 50% of her shots from the field. Throwing it in will be Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith to Evavold, and Rachel Evavold has just picked up her third personal on a charge. Rachel Evavold whistled for the charge. So Evavold whistled for the charging foul, and Faith Anderson will check into the game. Rachel Evavold started the half with no fouls. She picked up two really quickly on this end and then draws a third on a charge. underneath the basket. The Flames have tied it up at 37-37, and they have the basketball. The end of the front court is Lodato. Lodato in between the circles. Lodato, pass, controlled. Shot is blocked partially by Anderson on the shot attempt by Cador. Cador took it up strong, but she had it blocked. Dort College has the basketball back. Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff into the corner. Bausma. Bausma ball fake. Drives baseline. Hands it off for Anderson, and Anderson is tied up on the play. And I believe they're going to call a foul on the Flames. That foul whistled on Ashley Nelson is her first. Team foul number one on the College of St. Mary here in the second half. 7:06 remaining, third period. Throwing it in is Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Stamnis. Stamnis jumper, baseline stops the bleeding. Sienna Stamnis with 7 points. Dort College leads 39-37 after the Flames had tied it up with three unanswered to start the second half of play. Flame basketball, Acuna. Acuna splits the defense, tries to feed it underneath. Ball deflected off, picked up by Anderson, feeds it to Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the front court. She passes left side, Stamnis. Stamnis deep left corner, Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff down to Stamnis. Stamnis looking for a way to penetrate this zone defense applied by the Flames. Rinesmith looking underneath, instead feeds it Stamnis. Long three on the way, missed it, no good, too strong. Rebound cleared by the Flames. Flame basketball, Acuna. Acuna to Lodato. Lodato underneath, shot no good. Loose basketball, jump ball called. Lacey Knudsen down on the floor after it, along with a Dort College player, Annie Rinesmith. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Should be Dort College basketball. Possession arrow is pointing to Dort College. Not sure what the confusion was. They called the jump ball immediately. Flames tried to inbound it. Now it'll be Dort College basketball. Pruitt passes it right side over to Bausma. Bausma to Anderson. Anderson's pass out front, intended for Pruitt, taken away by Lodato. Lodato driving in with the right hand, lays it up good. Alyssa Lodato with a two-point bucket, ties it up at 39 with 5:53 remaining here in the third period. Underneath it goes Bausma. Bausma in traffic. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Muscles it up, no good. Rebound Tetzlaff. Her putback is good. Bailey Tetzlaff with 12 points. Dort College leads 41-39. Answering back on a breakout, though, is Corinne Millett. Millett with 10 points now. She ties it at 41. 5:29 remaining here in the third quarter. Dort College wants a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR's Sioux Center, 88.5. One women's game in the books already. Pass goes into the corner intended for Stamnis. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be College of St. Mary basketball. Northwestern wins on the road in a game that got started at 5. They defeat Hastings 70-63. That game is final. With the basketball in the backcourt, here come the Flames across the timeline. Racing up the floor is Lodato. Lodato looking underneath. She finds Millett. Millett hands it back over to Nelson. Nelson, Lodato. Lodato off the glass. Good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to try and give the Flames a three-point lead with a three-point play pending from Lodato. Lodato, 5-foot sophomore from Palm Bay, Florida. So they're going to call the foul on Abby Pruitt. And instead they're going to give it to Kenzie Bausma. Well, we've gone through three of the five who are on the floor. Yeah, those are the kind of things that don't engender trust. They called the foul. I understand what happened the first time. They called the foul on number two. That was because the shooter was number two. That's understandable. And then after a conversation, they still got it on the wrong player. And now the foul is going to go on the other end against Alyssa Lodato. Lodato whistled for the personal foul. And a free throw on the way for Kenzie Bausma. So Bausma finally got charged with that foul. That was her third. I beg your pardon, her second. First free throw is up and good for Bausma. Bausma with 7 points. Can't be any worse feeling for an official than knowing you're incorrect and everybody saw it but you. Second free throw for Bausma is up and good, and she deadlocks it at 43-all. 43-43, our score. 8 points for Bausma. 4:51 remaining. Flames with it, racing up the floor. They pass cross court. It's deflected, picked up by Dort College. Getting a little chippy right now. Pass goes over to Pruitt. Pruitt over to Feenstra. Feenstra, Stamness. Stamness, Evavold. Evavold, 2-point basket. Good. Rachel Evavold with 7. She's got to play smart on defense. She's got 3 personal fouls here with 14 minutes remaining in the game. Flame basketball. On the left side with it is Miranda Acuna. Acuna driving in with the right hand, hangs it on the rim and drops through. 21 for Acuna, and we're deadlocked at 45. 4:11 remaining. Bringing the basketball up. That's left to go in the third period. Pass goes left side. They feed it underneath to Bausma. Bausma right side over to Feenstra. Feenstra 3, missed it. Too short, no good. Rebound by Stamness. Stamness tries to save it in, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be College of St. Mary basketball. So the Flames now with an opportunity to retake the lead with 3:54 remaining in the third period. 45-45 our score. Bringing the basketball into the front court will be Lodato. Lodato feeds it off to Davis. Davis on the wing, guarded there by Feenstra. Looking down low, instead goes to Lodato. Lodato, deep right side, 17 to shoot. Lodato gets a ball screen at the elbow, stops, step back, 17-footer, good. Alyssa Lodato, she's got all the tricks. She's got 8, and the Dort College defenders trail 47-45. With the basketball is Bausma. Ball fake, gets it underneath to Evavold, and Evavold is fouled on the shot. Couldn't get the layup to go, but she got fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. Rachel Evavold with 3 made field goals so far today. So 2 free throws on the way for Evavold. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. First free throw by Evavold is good. She's 2 for 3 from the free throw line today. Another one on the way. This one's up and good as well. So Evavold makes them both. She's got 9. And the defenders tied at 47. 3:18 remaining. Third period. Davis with it. Crossover dribble. Lost it for the moment. Picks it up. Passes right side. Curran with it. Curran gives it off to Lodato. Lodato with the basketball. They want to clear out for Lodato. Working against Feenstra. 3 minutes remaining. Third period. They switch off on her. They pass it right side. Set shot 3. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Flames. It'll be Dort College basketball. 2:53 remaining here in the third period. Dort College tied at 47-all with the College of St. Mary Flames. Bausma checks out of the ballgame. Rinesmith checks in. Rinesmith on the left wing. Passes high post. Pruitt. Pruitt on the elbow. Splits the defense. Puts it up. Short-armed it. No good. Rebound taken away by the Flames. Here comes the College of St. Mary. With the basketball, Lodato guarded by Pruitt. Lodato feeds it left side over to Davis. Davis with the basketball working against Feenstra. Passes into the corner. Lodato. Lodato scoops it up with the right hand. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Dort College. And Rinesmith. Rinesmith feeds it right side over to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball, and Pruitt takes it hard to the hoop, but she's fouled before the shot attempt with 2:17 remaining in the half in the third quarter. Foul goes on Davis. That's number one on her. Team foul number three on the Flames in this half. Beg your pardon, that's team foul number four on the Flames in this half. Dort College has three timeouts remaining. The Flames have two. Ryan Smith with it. Kick out pass out front. Harmson, get in there. Yes. Three-point basket for Peyton Harmson. Knocks the triple down, and the Dort College defenders lead at 50-47 as Harmson buries one from the top of the key. Dort College in front, 50-47. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. And Rachel Evavold has just picked up her fourth personal foul. A little swat at the end. Like to have that one back. Miranda Acuna is going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. Rachel Evavold just picked up her fourth personal foul. Faith Anderson will check into the game. Evavold will check out. Rachel Evavold with her fourth foul with 2:03 left to go in the third period. Acuna's first free throw is good. She's got another one on the way, trying to make it a one-point game, and she does. 8 for 8 from the free throw line is Acuna. Acuna with 23 points here in the contest. 23 of her team's 49. And the Dort College defenders trying to fight their way through this one. They've got foul trouble to deal with. Stamness to Anderson. Anderson gives it off left side over to Feenstra. Feenstra back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Feenstra. Feenstra left wing puts it on the deck down to the baseline. Forces it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by the Flames. They're up and running with it. Driving in Acuna. Acuna drops it off, and the layup for Cador is good. She's got 7. Dort College trails 51-50. Keep in mind, Evavold started the half with no fouls. She was the one that I said wasn't in foul trouble, and she now has 4, and she's going to have to sit a while with 1:21 left to go in the third period. Stamness puts it on the floor, back over to Harmson. Harmson, pull-up jumper from 15, right elbow, is good. Peyton Harmson with 5, and the defenders regain the lead at 52-51. 52-51 our score. Lodato. Lodato gives it up to Acuna, and she is fouled on the play by Stamness. Sienna Stamness whistled for the personal. Tetzlaff checks in. Bausman checks in. Stamness and Anderson will check out. Tetzlaff. We'll check into the ball game. I'm checking to verify. I don't believe she has a foul yet this evening. First free throw by Acuna is good. She has another one coming. Ties it up at 52-52. And she misses that one. That doesn't happen very often. Just her fourth missed free throw out of 37 attempts this season. 51 seconds remaining. Third quarter of play, 52-52 our score. Down to the baseline is Harmson, and Harmson is held on her drive to the basket. She'll go to the free throw line and try to give Dort College the lead again after it's tied at 52-52. That is foul number 3 on Lodato, so both teams starting to deal with some foul trouble. Dort College is more significant, though. They're starting post player Evavold on the bench with 4. Feenstra and Harmson have 3 each. First free throw by Harmson is good. She has another one on the way, trying to make it a 2-point ball game. That free throw is up and down, so 7 points for Harmson. And the defenders lead 54-52, and a turnover in the backcourt. Dort College gets it back. Tetzlaff with the basketball. She'll throw it in front of the Dort College bench. Tetzlaff gets it in to Rinesmith. Rinesmith at the top of the key, driving into the left hand, splits the defense, shot won't go, and she gets called for a charge. Annie Rinesmith whistled for her third personal foul, that one coming on a charge. And Kyle Lindberg asking for an explanation. He's not going to get one. I thought the player was inside the charge ring. Flames have it in the backcourt. Shot clock is off. Acuna Feeds it left side, Nelson. Nelson picks up her dribble, gives it back over to Lodato. Lodato with the basketball in between the circles. She's guarded there by Rinesmith. 15 to shoot now. That's left to play in the third period. 54-52, Dort College in front of the Flames. Lodato on the right side. Picks it up, passes it over to Knudsen. Knudsen back outside. Three, no good for Cador. 1 second remaining. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. Our score, Dort College 54, College of St. Mary Flames 52. We'll be back with a fourth quarter of play right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College on defense, Flames trailing by two. Acuna, wild shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Rinesmith. Here comes Dort College. Pass into the front court for Feenstra. Feenstra gathers herself, lays it up, good. 8 points for Feenstra, and the Dort College defenders lead 56-52. 9:30 left to play in the game. That's in regulation. With it out front is Cador. Cador's shot no good. Rebound cleared by Rinesmith. Dort College a chance to match their biggest lead of the game with a two. They'll have their biggest lead of the game if they convert a three. They led by six early in the game. That was at the end of the first quarter. Pass underneath to Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff, two-point basket, good. It's 58-52. So a two-point bucket by the defenders, followed by there was a run out with Feenstra to make it 56-52. And then they added another two-point basket on the bucket by Tetzlaff on the cut into the lane. And the defenders force the College of St. Mary Flames to use another timeout. Dort College leads at 58-52. Flames have one timeout remaining. Dort College has two. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics by Borensons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle. You'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet. See over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. CSM basketball. Pass it out front. On the left wing with the basketball, Nelson. Nelson gives into the corner to Cador, and that's what you want. Cador shooting the three. She missed it. Rebound taken away by Dort College and a chance to establish their biggest lead of the game. Feenstra in traffic. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. And now we have a reach-in foul called on Miranda Acuna. Acuna whistled for the foul on the rebound. Feenstra missed the shot in the lane, but she followed her own miss. She got fouled on the rebound. Dort College will now inbound underneath the basket, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Down to my right. With the basketball is Harmson. Harmson gives it up. Gets the return pass. Now they go down low to Bausma. Bausma back outside. Rinesmith. Rinesmith three. Good. Dort College a little bit of breathing room. They've got an eight-point lead. A nine-point lead, I should say. 61-52. That's 8 points now for Rinesmith. Two threes and a two. Looking for a clear out is Acuna. Acuna, off-balance shot, no good. And Dort College commits the foul, and Acuna will go to the free throw line and shoot two free throws. She is 9 of 10 from the free throw line so far this evening. She entered play today, 24 of 27. This will be her 11th and 12th free throws shot in this game. She makes the first one. She's got another one on the way. Second free throw, trying to make it a 7-point contest. So Dort College's largest lead of the game coming at the 8-11 mark. Second free throw is up and good. 61-54, Acuna now with 26 points, single-handedly keeping her team in this game. Rinesmith with the basketball, tried to pass it ahead to Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff unable to catch up with it. Turnover gives the Flames an opportunity to cut into the 7-point lead. Alyssa Lodato brings it up. Lodato, pass goes left side. Curran, Lindsey Curran in the game for the first time here in the fourth quarter. And what do we have? We've got a foul called on Tetzlaff. Tetzlaff whistled for her first. Team foul number two. 61-54. Dort College up seven. Flames inbounding the basketball. Ball's inbounded, and that's going to go off of the College of St. Mary's. And I think our officials missed it. Bausma swiped at it, knocked it off of a Flame player's foot. And the Flames throw it in. Ball deflected. Last touch by Rinesmith. And the Dort College defenders will now defend in the opposite corner as that one was tapped out of bounds near the end of the College of St. Mary Flames bench. Throwing the ball in will be Lodato. Lodato gets it in. Acuna spins into the lane. Her off-balance shot missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Acuna stabbed at it. Kick out Harmson. Harmson three, no good. Rebound tipped and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be College of St. Mary basketball. Well, the Flames have been able to neutralize the Dort College run. Dort College got up by as many as nine. Flames cut it back to seven. Had the basketball. Unable to finish the shot in the lane. Now they get it back on a turnover. Dort College, a few too many turnovers for their liking here this evening. They had 13 at halftime. Flame basketball out front. And we've got a travel violation called on Curran out front. She was looking for a pass to the right. And as she came to a stop, she dragged that right foot. Dort College with it on offense as we approach the 7-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Stamness goes into the corner. They feed it underneath. Pruitt. Pruitt, two players around her. Looks underneath. Bausma. Bausma's shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. The foul's going to go on Acuna. That's her third. Kenzie Bausma with 8 points tonight. She'll go to the free throw line. So Bausma to the free throw line. First one by the junior from Sheldon, no good, missed it short. Another one on the way, trying to make it an 8-point ball game. Second free throw on the way for Bausma. This one's up and good. So Bausma makes one of two. Dort College leading 62-54. 6:55 remaining in the game. Acuna inbounding, gets it into Davis, back to Acuna. Acuna up the floor all by herself. Two defenders back there, though, on defense. They switch everything on the perimeter. Acuna. And what do we have? We've got a foul called against the College of St. Mary Flames. Corinne Millett whistled for the personal. That's her first. Team foul number three on the Flames in this quarter. With 6:43 remaining in the game, the Flames have one more foul to give before Dort College is in the bonus. Pruitt will bring it up for the defenders. Pruitt passes right side. Return pass over to Stamness. Stamness to Bausma. Bausma, Pruitt. Pruitt puts it on the floor behind the back dribble. Player around on her. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by the Flames. College of St. Mary with the basketball. Lodato. Passes right side to Nelson. Nelson back over to Lodato. Lodato with the basketball. Davis. Davis in between the circles out front. Back over to Nelson. Nelson fires it back outside. Lodato. Lodato three. No good. Rebound taken away by Stamness. 6 minutes left to go. Dort College with an 8-point lead. And Stamness returns the favor with a travel violation. And the Dort College defenders will send Rachel Evebold back into the game after she sat for about 8 minutes with her fourth personal foul. Let's see how long Evebold is able to go without picking up her disqualifying foul. Flame basketball, Davis. Davis on the wing. Davis picks up a ball screen. She's got it at the top of the key, picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Lodato. Lodato with the basketball, puts it on the floor, in the lane, her floater from 10, off of the glass, good. Melissa Lodato banks it home from straight on. Dort College leads 62-256. Three-pointer by Feenstra from the left corner. Too strong, no good. Here come the Flames with the basketball. They want to run. They don't have the numbers. They get it into the corner. Lodato, she puts up another three. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming back the other way is Pruitt. Pruitt thinks better of it. She'll pull it out and set it up. Pass underneath, Evavold. Evavold with the right hand. Missed it, no good. It's been a frustrating evening for Evavold. She's gotten the shots she wants in the lane. This Flame team, a 24% three-point shooting squad. I believe they have made one all night. Driving in with the right hand is Acuna. Acuna with another two. She's got 28, and the defenders lead 62-58. Into the front court is Pruitt. We're past the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Harmson underneath Evavold. Kick out pass. Harmson three. Missed it. No good. But a foul on the rebound is going to go on the Flames. Alea Davis whistled for her second personal foul. Dort College up by four. That was foul number four on the Flames in this quarter. So Dort College will be in the bonus from here on out after the ball is inbounded. They get it into Evavold. Back over to Ryan Smith. Left corner three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped out. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Flame basketball. 4:30 left to play in the game. College of St. Mary Flames were down by as many as 9, 61-52 with 8:11 remaining. Since then, they've outscored Dort College 6-1 over the last 3.5 minutes or so. Flame basketball. Acuna. Go back into the corner. Down to the baseline. With the basketball is Cador. Cador back out front. Cador gives it up Knudsen. Knudsen crosses over. Her shot with the right hand is good. Knudsen with a two-point bucket, and the Flames continue their comeback. They trail by two. 62-60. They get it underneath Evavold, and Evavold is fouled on the play by Lacey Knudsen. That's foul number one on Knudsen. Two free throws on the way for Rachel Evavold. Evavold with 9 points tonight. It's been tough sledding, though, for Evavold this evening. Hampered by foul trouble much of the second half. She's got 9 points. She's 3-for-4 from the free throw line and now 4-for-5. Another free throw on the way for Evavold. Dort College led at 1 point, 61-52. That was a little over 4 minutes ago. They now lead 64-60. So Evavold makes them both. These two teams split last year's decisions, both won on their home floor. 3:50 remaining in the game. Flames, Knudsen. Knudsen, Davis. Davis in traffic, lost it on the way up. Rinesmith has it, 3:40 remaining. Rinesmith hesitates, lost it. It's swiped out of bounds, last touch by the Flames. It'll be Dort College basketball. Flames have one timeout remaining. They'll have to be wise about when they use that. They've got to go for a while. Dort College does have two, so they get in trouble. They can afford to burn one. Don't mind that at this point if you can preserve a possession. 3:33 remaining. Got to figure that if you take care of the basketball, you probably have about five or six possessions remaining. Rinesmith, three from the top of the key, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by the College of St. Mary Flames. That's six per team, I'm figuring. Quickly back the other way. Shot is no good by Cador. Foul called on Harmson, and Harmson very simply just preventing Cador from getting the easy lay-in. Cador will go to the free throw line and shoot two. That was a shooting foul. Harmson whistled for her fourth with 3:22 remaining. So two free throws on the way for the right-hander. First one is up, no good. She's a 39% free throw shooter. She is 1-for-3 today. Feenstra, another will check into the game. Checking out is Harmson. On the floor for the defenders, it's Tetzlaff, Rinesmith, Evavold, Feenstra, and Pruitt. She makes one of two, does Cador. She now has eight. And the defender lead is three, 64-61. Feenster with the basketball. They feed it underneath Evavold. Evavold, right-handed shot, no good. Rebound fought for and controlled by the Flames. Flames with the basketball. Long pass into the front court. Cador. Cador lay-in, good. Cador got free on the backside of that fast break. She has 8 points now, and the Dort College defender lead is 64-63. Steal on the other end. Here comes Lodato. Lodato flips it up with a left hand shot, no good. Fight for the rebound, and we've got a foul coming up from behind. That's going to be on Tetzlaff. It's foul number two on Tetzlaff. So Tetzlaff whistled for her second. Well, given the choice between Tetzlaff or Feenster, you're going to want it on Tetzlaff because she has more fouls to give. You knew the foul call was going to be on someone. First free throw, no good by Nelson. Nelson, 8 of 10 from the free throw line this season, averaging 4 points per game. She's been shut out so far in this one. She can tie it here with 2:42 remaining. Second free throw is up, and she makes that one. So Nelson makes one of two. We're deadlocked at 64 all. 2:41 left to play in the game. So a single free throw ties it. Up front, Rinesmith. They go high post to Evavold. Evavold on the right elbow. Back over to Bausma. Bausma jumper, baseline good. Kenzie Bausma with a two-point basket. She's got 11. And the Dort College lead is 66-64. Ball goes out of bounds on the other end as CSM hustles it into the front court. And the Dort College defenders get the basketball back as they say it was last touched by the Flames. Well, remember when I said if you take care of the basketball, you probably have six possessions remaining? That wasn't that long ago. We're already on the fifth possession since then for Dort College. Pass goes left side over to Tetzlaff. 2:09 remaining. Tetzlaff down to the baseline. Comes back over to Bausma. Bausma gives it up. Feenstra. Feenstra, Rinesmith, 15 to shoot. She comes back outside. Gets it back underneath to Evavold. Evavold with a left hand shot, no good. Rachel gets it back. Her shot, no good. But a foul on the putback is going to go against Knutson. And Evavold will go to the free throw line to shoot two and try to extend the Dort College lead to four. 66-64, Dort College up by two. Evavold to the free throw line, averaging 15.3 points per game. She's got 11, now 12. She is 5 of 5 from the free throw line in the second half, 6 for 7 for the game, and now 7 of 8. Evavold bakes them both. And the defenders lead at 68-64. Dort College approaching their season average of 70.6 points per game. Weak side help. Rinesmith takes it away. Ahead to Bausma. Bausma lays it up in the right hand. Good. Kenzie Bausma on the run out. Dort College leads by 6, 70-64. Dort College never gave up the lead. Flames shot, no good. Wild shot that time. Ashley Nelson in a little bit too much of a hurry, and the Dort College defenders lead by 6. Across the timeline they come, 1:20 remaining. Rinesmith driving into the left hand, draws the contact, hits the floor hard. And Rinesmith will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair if she's able. Sienna Stamness will check in for the defenders. Rinesmith will go to the free throw line, she'll shoot a pair. Can extend it back to an 8-point lead. The foul was charged to Lacey Knutson, her fourth, with 1:15 remaining in regulation. Free throw on the way for Rinesmith, off the mark, no good. Rinesmith, an 84% free throw shooter, too strong with that one. Another free throw on the way for the defenders, trying to extend it to a 7-point advantage. Rinesmith, free throw is up and good, so Annie makes one of two. Rinesmith will check out. Stamness will check in. Rinesmith made one of two. And the defenders lead by 7, 71-64. Up the floor with the basketball, they pass it over to Cador. Cador driving in. Cador shot in the lane, no good. Rebound, though, cleared by Nelson. Out front it goes. Three-pointer is up and good for Acuna. Acuna drills the three, making it 71-67. She has 31 tonight. And the Dort College defenders trail by a lead by four. College of St. Mary will use their final timeout. Dort College is in the bonus from here on out, as is the College of St. Mary Flames. Dort College will be inbounding with the length of the floor in front of them, leading 71-67 when we resume play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5, the Dort College defenders with a four-point lead. Inbounding the basketball, Tetzlaff gets the ball inbounded to Bausma. Bausma over to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith will bring it up towards the trap. Rhinesmith with it, and she is fouled on the play by Cador. Quick whistle, and Cador commits her fourth personal. Rhinesmith will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair. 9 points for Rhinesmith, averaging 14.5 points per game. Rhinesmith with two on the way, trying to extend it back to six. 53.2 seconds remaining, and the first free throw rattles, no good. Another one on the way. Rhinesmith now 1-for-3 from the free throw line. That is not a typical free throw shooting night for Annie. It's a two-possession ball game right now, whether Rhinesmith makes this one or not. This one's up and down, so Rhinesmith makes one of two. She's got 10. 72-67. Acuna, three-pointer, same spot. That time she's too strong with it. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by. I believe it's going to be last touch by Dort. It'll be Flame basketball. Flames will inbound the basketball on the baseline. Dort College wants a timeout with 41.7 seconds remaining. So Dort College leading 72-67. 5-point advantage for the defenders. We'll be back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
Dort was
College of St. Mary Flames inbounding the basketball. And they get it inbounded. Acuna puts it up in traffic, and she got bailed out. 17 seconds on the shot clock. She took it into traffic. She went up and threw it up with two players around her. Gets called for the personal foul, does Dort College. That foul was charged to Annie Rhinesmith. That's her fourth. Acuna now with 32. 12 of them from the free throw line so far. She makes the first one. She's got another one on the way. She has scored 15 points here in the second half. Ball deflected, picked up by Stamness. Dort College with it. Shot clock is off. Pruitt with it in the backcourt. Dort College by four. And now we've got steal by the Flames. Shot by Acuna, no good. And a foul called on the rebound. That foul's going to go on Rhinesmith. And we've just lost Annie for the night. 15.3 seconds left as she commits her fifth personal foul. Officials missed one here on the near sideline where a College of St. Mary Flame player was contacting the basketball while lying on the sideline. Should have been a dead ball, should have been Dort College inbounding. They were fighting for a tie-up, and that's one of those that you'd like to have back. As it is, the Flames shooting free throws, trying to make it a two-point game, and the first one is off the mark, no good. Another one on the way for Knutson. Knutson 0-for-1 from the free throw line. 75% free throw shooter coming into the game. 72-68. Second free throw by Knutson is up and good. Knutson makes one of two. Dort College leads 72-69. First order of business, get the ball inbounded. Second order of business, take care of the basketball, draw a foul, and make some free throws. Ball's inbounded to Pruitt. Pruitt in the backcourt, 13 seconds remaining, and she is fouled on the play by Lodato. Lodato whistled for her fourth personal foul. And free throws on the way for Pruitt. If Pruitt makes one of two, it'll be a two-possession game with 12 seconds remaining, and College of St. Mary is out of timeouts. Pruitt, the sophomore from Urbandale, misses the first one, leaves the door open. Kenzie Bausma will check into the game. Checking out will be Eva Vold. Dort College going with quickness. Got Stamness, Tetzlaff, Feenstra, Bausma, and Pruitt on the floor. Dort College with a three-point lead, 72-69. Dort College has one timeout remaining. Second free throw on the way for Pruitt is up. That one's off the front of the iron, no good. 72-69, a three ties it. Acuna off of the backboard, no good. Rebound Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled on the play. And now Erica Feenstra, with 4.9 seconds remaining, has an opportunity to seal it. 72-69, that's foul number five on Knutson. So Dort College trying to wrap this one up and head home with their first conference win of the year. Feenstra can end it basically with a made free throw. 4.9 seconds remaining. Acuna, a hurried three on the left wing. Didn't need to take it that quickly. She threw it off the backboard. Feenstra makes the free throw, and that should do it. 9 points now for Feenstra. Another one on the way. She started with a pair of threes in the first half. Second free throw is up and good as well. She's got 10, and the defenders lead 75-69. Long pass into the front court. 1 second remaining, and the clock expires. That's the end of the ball game. Dort College survives 74-69. Dort College improves to 4-5 overall, 1-2 of the conference. The Flames are 0-8 and 0-3. Let's take a break. We'll be back with the Wireless World recap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Kyle Lindbergh has made his way out of the made his way up to the broadcast area, and we'll get this taken care of so he can head on the road and begin a little break for Thanksgiving. Kyle, congratulations. First GPAC win of your coaching career, and as is the case most nights, did not come easily, but at the end your ladies made enough plays and scored the victory tonight. I'm never going to say it's a bad win on the road. Your team gets a win on the road. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. That was a fun battle, I think. At times, yeah, it was not pretty, but at the end of the day, a win's a win, and the GPAC, those don't come too easily. It was great to see our girls put up a little fight and really stick it to them there in the fourth quarter. Defensively, still working on some things, but it was good to see the ball move through some hands. A few different players knocked down some shots. It was just good team basketball, and I hope we can definitely take a lot of positives away from this game. It was a fun one, so it was good to get your first win.
Balanced scoring tonight, five different players in double figures. Four of them had 9 shot attempts, another at 8, another had 7. So not only balanced scoring, but balanced shot attempts. You're led tonight by Bailey Tetzlaff with 14 points and 7 rebounds, 2 assists. I think you and I both have the idea that maybe that is the type of thing she can be, she's capable of on a semi-regular basis.
Yeah, I think along with Bailey, Sienna, Rachel, Annie, I mean, you Peyton, you throw Ebby in there, you throw Eric Feenstra, there is a handful of girls that can score 15 every night. It's just whether or not we hit a few shots, and we're aggressive. I think the biggest thing is, as long as we're aggressive of putting the ball on the floor and getting to the basket, we'll get some easy bunnies. I think Bailey did a great job of that in the first quarter, just getting some great cuts, catch and finishing, and yeah, she's great around that little mid-range. It was good for her to hit a three. She's got a good perimeter shot. It's been struggling lately, but it was really good to see her getting a groove tonight. Putting it up in bunches, but it's got to be through a lot of hands, and I think we did that tonight, and it kind of shows with the balanced scoring.
Had to deal with some foul trouble tonight as well. Had to put some different lineups out there, and you had to put some different lineups out there simply because of the type of team College of St. Mary is. They're a pretty unique group in that they don't have a true post player. You'd like to think, okay, we're going to hammer it down low and take advantage of it. It's not quite that easy.
No, we really struggled, and we've struggled the past couple games with getting the ball into the post. We're trying to make a pass off the top of our head, and yeah, you can't do a whole lot from there. You can't drive, you can't shoot, unless you got a bad shot, but we don't have any of those, thankfully. And so it's just, yeah, frustrating when the ball doesn't get inside. I think Rachel could have had a bigger night tonight. I need to get a few more touches through her hands, but College of St. Mary, to their credit, they did a really good job of keeping the ball out of her hands. A lot of hands up in their 2-3, 1-3-1 zones. They mix it up quite a bit. Did see a little more man than we were expecting. And they do a decent job of just being long and active, even though, yeah, they don't have a lot of length. They sure show it by having their hands up the whole time, and that's to their credit. They work on that a lot. So,
one of the milestones we look at through the course of the year is Thanksgiving break. You feel like your team's getting better?
You know, yes. I think when you look at it, when you rewind and say, all right, where were we the first week of the season to now, yes, definitely. I think for our ladies, we get frustrated when we know we're probably 15, 20 points better here tonight. We don't quite play like it. It's just frustrating. And so for them to realize that, hey, we are getting better, we are making progress, is huge. And so hopefully, you know, over the Thanksgiving break, we can take a little reflection time and kind of see that, you know, we've made progress. And you'd like to see that progress up on the scoreboard every night, but sometimes that's not the case, especially in the GPAC where it's you're going to play some tough basketball every night. So just to get that mindset of, hey, we're moving in the right direction, the pieces are falling into place, and to just stick with it because we're doing some really good things. It just takes doing it really good for four quarters. So,
Kyle, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike.
Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College tonight, 24 of 63 from the floor, 38%, 7 of 26 on threes, 27%, 19 of 27 on free throws, 70%. The Flames, 25 of 61 from the floor, 41%, 2 for 15 on threes, 13.3%, 17 of 25 from the free throw line, 68%. Went through the scoring for Dort College. Bailey Tetzlaff, 14, 13 each for Rhinesmith and Evavold, 10 points each for Harmson. I beg your pardon. Rhinesmith had 10. Evavold and Bausma had 13. Feenstra also had 10. Harmson had 7. And Sienna Stamness also had 7. For the Flames, they were led by Miranda Acunas, 32 points. 10 points each for Lodato, Cador, and Willett. 3 points then for Knutson, 1 for Nelson, and 1 for Asana King. Rebounds, Annie Rhinesmith had 7. Bailey Tetzlaff had 7. 6 for Evavold, 6 for Feenstra, 5 for Stamness. Rhinesmith had 7 assists and a couple of steals. College of St. Mary Flames led in rebounding by Lacey Knutson's 6. Dort College, turnover bug reared its ugly head. Ended up with 26 tonight, 19 for the College of St. Mary Flames. In the end, Dort College gets their first conference win of the year. They're now 1-2 in conference play, 4-5 overall, while the College of St. Mary Flames go to 0-8 overall and 0-3 in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. That's going to do it for our broadcast. We'll be back on the air this Friday from the Dort College Basketball Classic. That'll begin at 2 o'clock Friday afternoon and continues on Saturday at noon. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.